All right, we'll call a meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Mr. Bernie.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Ms. O'Brien.
Here.
Ms. Schubkegel.
Here.
Mr. Smetana, not here. Chairman Martin.
Here. All right, all we have on the agenda this evening is the approval of some minutes and findings of fact. Mr. Millman, do you want to comment anything before we vote?
Just on the proposed text amendments. There were just a few things I saw.
All right, you want to stand up?
Sure.
We'll swear you in and...
Sure.
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the Village of River Forest Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
I do. All right, Nate Melman, 750 Clinton Place. Yeah, I just wanted to point out a few things on the proposed text amendment for the CBE legislation. The at C1, at the bottom of the first page, it says, on the last line, it says, and a recreational cannabis craft grower. Just want to point that out. That was defeated on 4-3 vote, so that language should be removed. And
you start again.
I'll go a little bit slower. So C1, the last line, where it says dispensary and a recreational cannabis craft grower, the craft growers were defeated, that class of business, in the 4-3 vote at the last meeting. Am I correct?
Can I point out
that
there are two exhibits? There's the first exhibit, which is the amendment as it was presented to the Zoning Board, and there's a second exhibit that has all of the changes.
Correct. Right. I'm looking at the one with the changes. It's page 11 in your package. That's what I'm looking at.
All right, so start again. Page 11,
sure.
C.
So C1, the last line, it says dispensary and a recreational cannabis craft grower shall not. The recreational cannabis craft grower businesses was recommended to not be included in the legislation by the 4-3 vote. So I would suggest that language, the and a recreational cannabis craft grower, be removed, and then the top line would say a medical cannabis dispensary or a recreational cannabis dispensary.
Okay, what else you got?
Okay, and then on the second page, still part of C1, just says that it has to be 1,000 feet from pre-existing public and private school or elementary or secondary school. But what it doesn't have is the additional language that you see in what is now C3, where it starts with or daycare center, daycare home, group daycare home, part day child care facility, or an area zone for residential use. And that additional language is actually in the state law at 410 ILCS 130/130D, as in David. And so I would just ask that same language be included in C1 to be consistent with that state law. And I realize you may need to go back and talk with the attorney and chew on this, but.
All right, anything else?
Just two more. And then on the last page under Amendment 4, under C2 and C3 for the Medical Cannabis Cultivation Center, that first line, going back to what I had remarked on at the last meeting, that I would suggest should be, and also under C2 and C3, since that's in conflict with the River Forest Code at 10-2-7 and 10-2-8, which allow for multifamily residential use. And it's also contrary to Amendment 2, Paragraph C3, on the last line where it says it's, or next last line where it says, or an area zoned for residential use. So if the medical cannabis cultivation center shall not be located within 3,000 feet of an area, blah, 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 or an area zoned for residential use, then I think the inference is clear that it shouldn't be in a residential area itself or an area zoned for residential. And then lastly, if C1 is amended as above to add that additional language, that's in C3, amendment 2, paragraph C3, then those four S's under C2 and C3 should go to N also. So that's consistent with state law. And that's it.
What we're here to do tonight is to either approve or amend as not being accurate the minutes and the findings of fact from our previous meeting. I don't think we're here to take additional testimony or make changes that were not discussed at the prior meeting.
That's fine.
You will have an opportunity to go before the Board of Trustees and propose additional changes to our recommendation. But what we're doing tonight is just to approve what we have done previously, not to take additional testimony on changes.
Yeah, no, I get that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing that would be consistent with that guidance then would be that first change.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, any questions for the... Okay, so let's look at the minutes from our meeting on October 17th. These minutes were circulated prior to this meeting. We have a revision to these minutes on page 8. There was one typo that I found. Anybody else have any comments about the minutes from the meeting on the 17th? So can we have somebody make a motion to approve these minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion about these minutes from our meeting on October 17th? All right, you want to call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Burney?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Ms. Schubkegel?
Yes.
All right, so these minutes will be approved. Then we have the findings of fact. And the initial findings of fact that we're asked to examine deal with the recommendations we made to the board concerning the various proposed text amendments for the cannabis. Again, there's one change on page 3 of these findings. And I think that's the only one that I had asked Mr. Edits to make. Anybody have any other comments about these findings? Somebody want to make a motion?
Make a motion approved.
Just a second?
I second.
Any discussion? It's been moved and seconded that we approve the findings of fact for the hearing on October 17th for the proposed amendments to the cannabis because of the Cannabis Act. And call the roll.
Ms. Schubkegel?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Burney?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. All right, then we have the findings of fact for the variations that were requested at 535 Monroe. Again, there have been a couple of changes on page 2 of these findings from what was initially circulated to us. Anybody have any questions or comments about these findings? All right, somebody want to make a motion to approve these findings of fact?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Want to call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Burney?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Ms. Schubkegel?
Yes.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming out tonight.